Well, in Queensland, the government has raised the prospect of abandoning some flood-prone areas and relocating residents and businesses to higher ground. It was a strategy employed in the Lockyer Valley town of Grantham, after the 2011 floods claimed more than a dozen lives there. Annie Guest reports.
With hundreds of Queensland homes and businesses wiped out by flood for the second time in 24 months, many wonder about the sense in rebuilding, including the Premier, Campbell Newman.
It's no longer good enough, I think, or acceptable for the federal and state governments to keep writing out cheques to replace the same sections of the same roads that were flooded out 2 years ago, probably 10 years ago, and many times over the last 50 years. We've got to do things better.
He's calling on the federal and local governments to support a new way forward.
In terms of what's required, it's about trying to build things to better standards, to get them out of the flood waters, to actually build levees in certain towns, to relocate sections of communities as they did with Grantham last time.
It's not yet clear how flood victims will respond, but with the damage bill at almost $2.5 billion, change is coming. Mr Newman toured the North Burnett towns of Gaynder and Mundubbera today, southwest of Bundaberg. As we heard on PM last night, there's been concern about a lack of assistance. And today, two protesters waved placards saying, "Go home, Newman, you're 7 days too late."
It's like we didn't exist. Did not exist. As for Campbell Newman, no way. He can go home.
Others were more positive about the potential for help, like these two from the North Burnett's farming industry.
I live on an orchard. We've had two solar pumps gone, we've had two sheds go, the tractors went under, a lot of the trees have just washed away, fences, cattle, 80 cattle just disappeared just down the river. You know, we're really struggling. My husband hasn't slept for 4 days and we really want to have some assistance.
What we really need is the government to consolidate their debt and take it off the banks and go into sort of a 2 or 3% interest for 20 years. We've had one grower lost 20 years worth of trees. How do you come back from that? There's growers up in Mundubbera that have lost. One of my growers, he's lost all his pigs. He's lost nearly $1 million worth of hay. All his trees have gone under. His house has gone under. His piggery's gone under. How do you come back from that?
Further south, another who's wondering how he comes back from the flood is twice-hit Lockyer Valley publican Greg Walker. Earlier this week, he told AM he's considering legal action against the local council.
Why are they letting people build in these areas? There's so many new developments in lately that these have pushed the water down in different areas. We just got so much more water through the main street of the town.
Meanwhile, the mayor of the Lockyer Valley Council, Steve Jones, is not perturbed.
I'm confident that council has employed professional people for a long time in these tasks and that, we should have a good case.
Meanwhile, today in Brisbane, unionists held a media conference to accuse the Liberal National Party government of hindering the disaster response through its job cuts. The Firefighters Union's John Oliver.
In terms of firefighters, we had three recruit courses cancelled last year, and our crews are out there working exorbitant hours trying to meet this demand. We need more firefighters in Queensland, not less.
Next, it was the turn of Peter Simpson from the Electrical Trades Union.
Ours is pretty simple, guys. We've lost 150 frontline electricians and linesmen out of the industry in the last couple of months. We've been told about 50 in Maryborough the other day. They've cut apprenticeship numbers. You don't have to be Albert Einstein to work out that 6 days some people have been without power. Those extra 150 plus the 50 in Maryborough would have come in pretty handy at the moment.
Tomorrow, attention will turn to Rockhampton, where floodwaters are expected to peak in the Fitzroy River.
That's Annie Guest reporting. Well, let's hear from some of the people in the flood-affected areas. Residents of North Bundaberg are angry about not being allowed into the exclusion zone, despite being told at a meeting today that it would be opened at 2 p.m.
Well, I want to see what damage is done to my house. I'm in the worst affected area here. I'm in a Clan Street. When I left it, it was a couple of feet below the floorboards. I just want to know how badly they are affected because they're not insured.
So frustrating. Just want to get over there and just check it out and lock it up and just be know that, you know, what's there. Bit devastated, really.
My unit is in the area that's really bad and just all I want to do is get over there. I don't need to get inside. All I want to do is just to see it so I can sort of, in my mind, and start to work out what we have to do and more angry now that I can't get over there when they've told us that we can.
That's residents of North Bundaberg.